Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only. It's time to get off your ass and riot. Listen in as Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. talk about whatever they damn well want to talk about. So turn up the volume, clean the crap out of your ears, and get ready to be entertained. Because we're ready to riot right now.
It's time for that riot show. As always, Fun and Excitement being brought to you by your humble co-hosts, Big Fat John.
And Judah Larry.
And we're here once again to talk about all the fun stuff that's been happening this past week. Judo Larry M, how you doing?
I am great. It's a beautiful day outside.
Yes, it is.
It's great to be talking about all the relevant issues of the day.
Yes, here in the Alternate Riotous Studios here in lovely Queens, New York.
Yes.
Instead of our usual Brooklyn studio.
If only everyone could get a look at it.
Which was that?
So they would know what you go through for your craft.
Shh, we promised not to mention that.
Yes. Let me comb your hair.
All that under the table dick sucking that takes place.
All the taint.
All for the privilege of podcasting to 12 people who listen to the riot on a regular basis.
Actually, our following is bigger than the Middle East.
Is it?
As we know. Oh, yes, of course it is.
What are you talking about? Anyway, that riot show, The Riot. Right now, you know where to go to find this. Go to iTunes, search for That Riot Show. You can also go to Facebook, Twitter, Podcast Alley. You can also go to Player.fm. You can go to Stitcher Radio. Anywhere great podcasts can be found, just search for That Riot Show, or just go to thatriotshow.com for the direct 411 on show happenings. Judo Larium, time to pat ourselves on the back a little bit. Crazy growth on the Twitter account, lots of new followers, especially comedians listening to The Riot these days.
I know, I saw we have like, I would actually call it a world record.
Yeah, there you go.
It's nice to know that we're getting out there and
getting some traction with the folks.
The little time that we missed off doesn't seem to have hurt us, honey. So.
Yeah, other than my hip, which still hurts like a motherfucker these days.
Yeah, though no, I'll rub you down.
Oh,
you big. Big thing, you.
But how come you're the only one who rubs McDonald's?
Because I'm the only one who's willing to use it. That's why.
You know, I still don't know why we're not on regular radio.
I don't understand that either. Speaking of such behavior.
Yes, King of Segways.
Thank you. There was a German study.
Achtung!
Basically, that came out this week. Or a couple of weeks,
yeah.
That says that men who watch a lot of porn,
your
brain is shrinking.
Really?
It's getting smaller.
I don't believe that.
And the space that you need is getting smaller like your meanies.
No.
So you need to stop watching porn.
Not true.
But they're German. Between the Scheisse movies and the horse moving around, I mean, they wouldn't badmouth it unless it was absolutely.
Yeah, it can't be true. Do you know how much porn I consume on a daily basis?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Which is what I basically thought about when I first heard it.
Yeah, I didn't fuck about all my porn.
Wow, you're like a flower getting sunlight.
Yeah, there's basically no porn on this planet that I haven't, like, watched repeatedly. And, like, I have no shame about this. I couldn't care less.
Yeah, I know.
But my wife will come in and say, what's that on the computer? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I think it's Japanese vomit videos today.
Something Larry sent me from vacation.
Or, you know, it's like these horrible movies, you know, like, have you ever heard of Silver Fox Porn?
Silver Fox Porn, no, I haven't.
That's porn where the youngest people on set are like 75.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've actually watched this?
Yeah.
What a mess.
Just to see how disgusting it was.
Oh, I gotta believe it's pretty disgusting.
For the first time. No, it's horrible porn. Silver Fox
has it,
porn?
Has it deprived you of your innocence?
No, it's just reinforced it.
Yeah.
Silver Fox porn is horrible. I started watching it. Someone turned me on to it and said, oh, it's not as bad as it sounds. And I'm like, all right, it's not bad. Sounds. Let me take a look at it.
Oh, that's, let me tell you something different. That is the giveaway. That is the red flag in the center. When sure. somebody tells you, oh, it's not as bad.
Right.
You know it's a fucking mess. I'm just going to tell you right now. Yeah. You could finish, but I have a point on that.
Here's the problem. No, actually, the problem was nobody could finish in those fucking movies. First of all, you realize, like, when you're 75, if you're a dude,
that's even work.
Yeah, like, you got it up. But I'm telling you, he lasted, like, 4 hours. It just takes forever to drop a load when you're 75.
Oh, okay. But is this, like, Viagra-filled stuff? Or
I mean, they don't tell you, but I'm assuming he got some Viagra.
And they have, like, old women?
And old women with, like, wrinkly, saggy tits or trying to shave down there, and they've still got it.
You ever see that scene in the Something About Mary? When he uses the binoculars and he focuses on it, and you can see her body shriveled. Yeah, I imagine it looks like that.
Yeah, no, they keep themselves inside. Look, I saw one silver fox porn. I swear this is true, but it was so funny.
Silver fox. It almost sounds classic.
Old porn. I got to tell you, I saw one where there's this old lady, and she's running around her apartment, like really Jewish sounding old lady. She's running around her apartment in like a kimono with a thong. She's like 70, and she's running around going, oh, God, I'm so constipated. And she's like running around and just like, I need prune juice. Where are those goddamn prune brothers? So she picks up the phone, she goes, prune brothers? Oh. I need an emergency delivery right away. These two guys show up with bottles of prune juice. Oh, Jesus. And she's trying to drink the porn juice while they're trying to drill her in the keister to try to get rid of the constipation.
No, and that'll work.
I don't care how disgusting this is.
It is.
It is hilarious.
Oh, it should be banned.
But can you imagine being the screenwriter for Silver Fox porn?
And I can't believe the person was actually standing and filming this.
So the screenwriter, I'm like, okay. How can we make 75-year-old broads like palatable to porn juice? Oh, what's involved? Fruit?
Yeah. Wine?
Constipation?
Make sure your target audience is 85, so she looks like a young chick. Holy crap.
That was a mess, but it was hilarious. Of course, I love also, like...
And this doesn't affect you at all?
No, I love it.
Because there are some images I need to get out of my head.
I have to tell you, nothing in porn bothers me. Nothing.
See, I'm not like that. There are things I find disturbing.
I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Nothing in straight porn bothers me. Okay. Literally nothing.
Just young people screwing.
Right. So as long as everything's following the law, which basically means no pedophilia, no underage women or men, you know, that everybody's 18 and above and all that. Everybody's legal. Right. There's no genre of porn. You could almost, like, everything. S&M. Bondage.
Well, why would you want to watch this?
Why not? It's the spice of life.
Oh my god.
You gotta broaden your horizons there, Juno.
Yes, I'm not a renaissance man like you are watching Silver Fox porn.
I will not deal. The only thing that I find disturbing on the internet, in all honesty, is like beheading videos and shit like that. Like the
but
real
that's,
stuff.
But that's violence.
Yeah, the real stuff. But when it comes
to this stuff is based, though, John.
I didn't say it was high class. To who?
Oh,
not to me.
I'm not in a way to time to think.
Look, when you say it's degrading, as long as it's not degrading to me, I really wouldn't care less.
Well, then you got nothing to worry about. Then why don't you watch beheading videos? It doesn't affect you either. Idiot. What are you talking about?
No, I mean in porn.
Yeah.
I understand. You know, like the fact, like I saw one where some chick had her head stepped on while the guy was just like...
What about that one with the dustbuster?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh my god.
There was this one video on how to keep your house clean. And this chick was like blowing like the man in the house, but in order to be efficient, she also shoved like a dust mop up her ass.
Oh.
So she could dust the table off this guy. This is fantastic.
Well, that's just that's just multi-bag.
Why can't like the women's group get behind that? Instead of worrying about the banned Bossy movie, why don't we have to use Dustbuster movie?
And worrying about whether women are on the Supreme Court. And worrying about whether someone's got a canoe paddle up our ass.
Nice.
Nice.
Big titties.
See, you know why I mentioned it also? Because you just said somebody told me, oh, it's not as bad as you think. Here's the problem. There's a French movie that came out about 10 or 15 years ago. Now, I mean, to give you an idea of how fucked up this movie is, it was actually banned in France.
Okay.
Now, considering that they consider themselves open for, like, anything, that what does that tell you, right? Well, they're actually banned, and it's like the first movie to be banned there,
sure,
like ever. There's a French movie, I don't want to give it too much promotion, but it's called Bassinois.
Okay.
Which really stands for, like, rape me.
Nice.
No, it's not nice. Okay. This movie is a mess. I mean, it is disturbing.
What?
I was actually looking at my feet for most of the
time.
It starts out, well, here's what they did. It was written by a radical left-wing feminist.
Okay.
Named, whatever the fuck her name is, but she's European. But what they did is, it's basically a movie like Thelma and Louise, have you ever seen that?
Sure.
On crack. I mean, they're just insane. And they hired two women who were from the French porn industry.
Nice.
Pretty much retired, but right. they hired them.
Harry
and Harry everything. And what happens is, at the beginning, they both get raped in, like, different incidents, but they show it, like,
okay,
brutally, you know. But since they're porn women, they can actually do the sex.
Woman.
What? Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, just move the paper so I don't have to see it. And meanwhile, she's, they're getting assaulting, like, you see it. You're so stupid. And then, like, they go on a crusade where they just go around effing every guy in the world and then killing them. And, oh, hey, wait. And,
oh, hey!
Here comes the gun, right? It's a gun. But, I mean, the movie is just a mess,
right,
of just violent sex and crazy. I mean, it's just insane.
Okay.
And everything. So it's just awful. And somebody told me, oh, what's your good? So I got, like, a copy of it, like, 10, 15 years off eBay for, like, 99 cents. I wish I had never seen this stupid movie. It's the most horrible thing in the world.
Was it anything? Hold on, let me write it down.
Yeah, it's Le Fromage for You.
No, you have to be more open to the letter. That's the thing.
No, this I have to cut out.
Yeah, listen, look.
I don't want my brain to shut.
Obviously, everyone has to choose for themselves, you know, but I mean, look, everyone has to decide what offends them based not on what people tell you should be offensive, but what you think is truly offensive. That's why I hate a lot of these movements. And they try to drum up false outrage for people. You know, like the feminists, the women's groups and all that. Like, I don't mind women advocating for themselves, but don't manufacture problems that aren't there. And a lot of these women.
I don't hear anybody talk about porn.
No, not necessarily porn. I'm just saying.
Well, that's the issue with the religious right. That usually.
And
I don't know if Falwell had that whole thing.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about.
I mean, who objects to that?
Well, I'm not even talking about porn.
Oh, I'm just talking
about in general. You know, be offended by what you find offensive. Don't be offended because someone told you to be offended.
No.
You know, like these stupid women's groups. I just saw something today where they're trying to drum up something. It says, out of something like the Fortune 500, something like there's only 6 female CEOs in the Fortune 500.
Okay.
Right? And supposedly now we're trying to turn this into some sort of cause, that it must be men holding women back or something like that, right?
Right.
So let me ask you something, you stupid feminists. Why is it that you're willing to take statistics on the fact that, like, when you say, oh, there's a gender gap, you know, women only get paid 77% of what men get paid, which, by the way, is bullshit. We've proven that over and over again. So when someone says, of the 500 most successful companies, 494 are run by men, why isn't the first thing in your mind say, oh, that must be because men are better at running companies than women?
Maybe.
Why don't you say that? No, I'm asking you. Like, I mean, if you follow the logic of women and all the statistics they use against them, why don't you use the simplest one that says, oh, successful companies are mostly run by men? What does that mean? Men must be better at it. Now, I'm not saying that's the reason why. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying, why don't you apply the same logic as a feminist to that statistic as when you do to the 77%?
Well, their assumption is, for it to be that far out of whack, there has to be a level of discrimination.
No. Actually, what they're thinking is, it's something for us to pick on. It's something for us to rally false outrage.
No, but the reason, it's false to you. I mean, I'm sure some of them are actually annoyed by all this, but the point is, the reason they're upset is because they just feel that the women are even giving a chance.
Well, maybe that's...
And I used to work at a company before my security days,
yeah.
which actually had a black CEO.
Right.
And all the people underneath them were white guys, except for like two or three women. So it's... I mean, I know places that have a lot of diversity. But I think that their assumption is that the reason they're... It's such a small percentage of women is just because they're being discriminated or they're not being given a chance.
Fair enough.
No, I'm not saying that's true, but yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where...
Well, obviously, look, you're being serious. I mean, obviously... there's no single reason why men are that entrenched in Fortune 500 companies as CEOs. There's no one reason, despite what either side would tell you.
I'll tell that to Google.
Yeah, right? Oh, I love Google. Google is like my hero. Google voluntarily admitted that they're very undiverse when it comes to ethnic diversity. That Google is mainly run by white guys. Yeah. That they only have something like 3% African Americans working at Google. And Google itself came out and outed themselves, and they said they're going to try to fix that. Now, let me ask you something. Here's the thing that I don't understand. You built the world's biggest company in terms of market cap in the U.S. They're one of the most successful companies. They're one of the most responsible companies in the sense that they always try to do the right thing. They're green. They give to all the charities. They're very PC and everything.
Right.
What more do you want from this company? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're a shareholder, you're thrilled. If you're an investor, you're thrilled. If you're a user, you're thrilled. Google makes all these products that people love.
You're buying their stock.
The search engine, the cars, Google Glass, yeah. Android. An Android phone that came from Google. Right. All right. So what else do you activists want Google to do? Because they don't live up to some predetermined ethnic pie that you guys want?
Yeah, but you have to remember, that's never going to change. We even talked about this last week with the white guilt party.
White privilege.
Yeah, the white privilege, but it's based on guilt. But it's, this isn't going to change. As long as you have, anywhere in this country, you have a lot of white guys being successful, there's going to be a certain percentage of people who just assume that they're excluding other people. Like, you have to realize, they're not going to rationalize, oh, they're just really good at it, which is stupid,
right?
That's who they are.
So let me ask you this. Let's say Google says, okay, our goal is to make our company exactly ethnically diverse as the population in the U.S. So let's say they go, 60% white, 12% black, 23% Latino, whatever those numbers are. Let's say they go exactly, which is stupid, by the way, because that's a bigotry of a different form.
That's nuts.
But let's assume they did that.
Yeah.
Let's assume they did that, and the result was that Google goes from being the top company in the U.S., for like the 20th company in the U.S. or the 10th company in the U.S. What happens then?
Yeah.
Does Google say, you guys fucked this up, let's go hire all white guys who can be number one again?
Yeah.
Do you sacrifice what's working in the name of diversity? See, these are not easy questions for you liberals and you activists to answer. Because, what?
They've got a successful formula that's...
These aren't activists, sir. This is Google.
They did it themselves.
Right.
And this is like, remember when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire first came on the show? And it was such a big show. It was huge. And I don't know if you remember this. They had that thing that came out that they had people coming in as contestants.
Right, right.
And they found out that the overwhelming majority of the contestants were, when they were doing the test that they picked people.
Yeah.
Who kept winning their little tests were white guys.
Right.
And what they concluded is because white guys do a lot of hand eye, like playing games on TV and like things that gave them an advantage when they would be asked questions and they could respond quicker than other people. I mean, you have to realize white guys are going to be good at something. So if you have a bunch of white guys being really good at something, it's not necessarily that they hate other people and they have to be allowed to do something. I mention that only because their assumption is that, if there's a lot of white guys being successful, they're cutting people out, they're eliminating, it's bigotry. They don't just assume,
it's literally trying to fulfill a political agenda by creating trouble where there isn't any. Yeah. Right? So, for example, if Google was a publicly held company that was failing, that wasn't delivering, and they were 100% white, then if you want to, even then I don't believe in it, but even if you, at that point, if you want to fuck around with them, go ahead. But, like, do you know what kind of charity Google dumps out?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fact that they're, like, you've said it on the show a lot of times, why don't we invest private money in alternate sources of fuel and energy? Google does that all the time. Yeah. Google Labs, Google Development is, you know, one of the biggest in the U.S.
And I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
So why are we fucking with them? That's the thing I don't understand. Why are they allowing themselves to be fucked with? And it's problematic for this entire country because we will not rest until we're all mediocre.
Right.
Until we're all the same bland Remy's. That's what we're heading towards, and that's what we're setting ourselves up to.
Yeah, but you have to understand that the people who are pushing this don't see it like that. You know, you're right. But they're looking at it as, you know, wherever there's a lack of diversity, we have to get diversity because that represents the country.
Right.
And they're not looking at it, unfortunately, as look at this incredibly successful business, look at them as a model, and let them grow, let them flourish. And instead,
by the way, you're right. But by the way, no one's been accusing Google of doing anything unethical.
No, not
it's not like they've been discriminating in their hiring process.
No.
It's not like they've
been... I don't think they are.
No. I think what happens is the type of people, the type of character, let me take that back. The type of character that's valued at Google, I interviewed with them once. Yeah. They're very interested in people who are out-of-the-box thinkers, who understand certain types of engineering and certain types of science.
Right.
Okay, now that profile screens white male. And I say it screams white male because that's the way the education patterns are. In other words,
or
Asian, right? There's more white men, there's more Asian men than black men or any color women who are taking engineering in school, who take computer science in school.
Right. These are things they gravitate towards.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's not that Google's like, oh, we want the best white engineers. They want the best engineers.
Oh, absolutely.
All right? It just happens.
Getting the best people in each spot, it just makes them better.
Right.
They don't care
Absolutely. So now if you start to change that to say, we need the best black engineer,
right,
or we need the best Latino engineer, what happens is you may or may not be getting the same level of engineer
right. As
you currently are. And that,
you might not.
But now, what you're doing is, because you're limiting yourself,
right. You're
saying, like, we're setting up this company to succeed less, to not succeed as much potential.
Yeah, I'm not questioning their hiring practices.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is.
You think they hire trainees?
They should.
Oh, okay.
They should. But that's the problem, right? That you have to be able to look at this stuff and not create issues. That to me is the biggest problem right now.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop though, because the left is convinced that there's a lack of diversity in many segments of this.
Well, I've had
and that, they're going to push
yeah,
it.
I've had this thing with the left this week on Twitter. It's been crazy. But a lot of these people on the left, for example, keep throwing back the white privilege thing. Like, anytime you try to show anything that's successful that happens, just happens to include a lot of white people, they'll say it's white privilege. It's white privilege. And I have to tell you, my answer to them this week on Twitter and to everybody listening is, listen, when the black president and the black attorney general can point to a law that specifically says whites only, then you could claim white privilege.
Yeah.
All right, you dopes? But until the point you do that, please shut up with the white privilege.
Yeah, well, but they're going to look at it as not so much a matter of now about policy and things like that. They're looking at it more as like, just patterns of behavior. They think discrimination, and you know, there's still that. So, you know, the left have their pet peeves, and it just, you know, they're so stupid. First of all, anywhere, like we're talking about Google, white males dominating. They don't want to sit
back.
Rich guys, they're big fucking to do. They won't shut up about the coke products.
Right.
Okay. The military, that's always been a target for them. Anything that they think is a little too white male centric,
right. Or
you know, and they don't see other people participating for whatever reasons, they assume that there's some shenanigans going on.
Right.
That they don't understand it, like not at all. And just look.
Right. You can't enforce people to change people's minds. You don't know what's in a man's or a woman's heart when they hire someone. Right. Unless there's a law that says get me five white guys.
Right.
Or get me five white women. Right. Ironically, there are laws that say, give me five Latinos, or give me five minorities, or give me five women.
Right?
So ironically, to all the people who are crying white privilege and shit like that, the opposite is actually true. There's codified directions that say, hire somebody other than white males.
Right.
Right? Not that I'm complaining, because I think anyone should be able to hire anyone they want at any time for any reason.
Right.
This shouldn't be fucking controlled by the government.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't, certainly shouldn't be looking to punish people.
Which is what they do.
Which is exactly what they've been doing for decades. And just anybody who, you know, even the slightest whiff.
Yeah.
But it's not supposed. I mean, you look at what's happening to Donald Sterling now and
all
those things. Look, I understand he might be the biggest jerk in the world and he might really be a bigot.
That right.
But, and here it is. This is his business. And now he's being forced to sell the team. He really has no say in it. And he's tried to some maneuvering, but he's not.
It's getting done. The ironic part is.
He's going to make a huge problem.
Well, here's the ironic part. The ironic part is they ruled him unfit to manage the sale of his team. So they think he has Alzheimer's. So let me ask you something. A month ago, when you made those comments, didn't he have Alzheimer's then?
Yeah.
Why aren't you letting him off the hook for what he said a month ago?
Now you're actually punishing a person who has a form of illness that causes things like that.
Yeah. Stupid NBA just gave him an out.
Yeah.
The out being that you just said he's mentally incompetent.
Yeah.
Like, you don't walk up to someone who's mentally incompetent and hold them responsible and then they shout out an epithet or two.
Yeah.
You kind of say, all right, they're mentally unbalanced.
Right. Yeah.
And the end result of all this is that they managed to transfer ownership of the team to his wife and she sold it to Steve Ballmer for $2
billion. $2 billion.
$2 billion.
For
a basketball team that he paid $12.5 million.
Yeah, well, that's what I just said. He's making a huge profit.
God bless America.
Oh, yeah.
And good for the Sterlings.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're too old to enjoy that. That's what I mean. Still.
Look, no matter what sport you're in, I'm a big hockey guy, and no matter what you're into football, the best way to get a huge profit is just go out and say some bigoted stuff and sell your team.
Yeah, say some bigoted stuff. Either you get to sell a team for a large profit, or you get to make a rap out and sell a lot of them. One or the other.
And this guy, look, to some extent, I mean, look, you know, we talked about this. I'm still not crazy about this business of, like, taping people when they're not ready.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I talked about, like, Linda Tripp did that to Alinsky, and there's been a few other ones over the years. I think that's weak. I just think it is. Even if he said all the things that were attributed to him, and he's an idiot, and look, the majority of the league is black, and you shouldn't say stupid things like that. But you know what? What is this business of taping people and then, like,
and for all
dumping
you know,
it out
yeah,
so they get into a lot of trouble?
And for all you know, he might have said that shit just to get some pussy. What man out there, or woman, hasn't said shit they don't mean just to get a little pussy, to get a little tail?
Yeah. Of course.
Shit, I've never told the truth for a woman if I'm chasing her down for some trim.
That's nice.
Because that's the kind of respect I have.
That's, well, between that and the porn.
Yes.
But I think, he did allude to he was trying to have sex with him. There were some other comments that he's trying to get. The only thing is that really a problem for him at this point?
I mean, he wasn't getting any boom-tang from her between, what was it, the Bentley he got her, the Jaguar?
On the other side. He bought her like 10 Lamborghinis. He still hasn't got any ass. Move on to some other chick. What does the B stand for? Obviously not vagina.
I was going to say, obviously he does have Alzheimer's. If you drop that much coin on some half-ugly bitch, that wouldn't blow him. I mean, yeah, that's like, she wasn't that hot. I saw pictures. She didn't strike me as hot at all. She looked like a fucked up Tila Tequila. Tequila, whatever. Talk about Tranny, she looks like she could be one. Allegedly.
It's all alleged. I don't want to get into trouble.
You heard what happened to trannies this week, right?
Is this the Joe Biden thing?
No, it's
not. Okay, good.
No, so on the theme of creating problems where there are none, I think this past Wednesday there was this big hashtag effort on Twitter to raise awareness about trannies. Now, unbeknownst to me...
This is another one of your porn sites.
No, this is Twitter. But unbeknownst to me, apparently tranny now is insulting to guys who dress like women who dress like guys, or people in the middle of the change. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but seriously, apparently, tranny is now the T word for them, or whatever the fuck. And you know...
Seriously? I'm not offensive?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
No, I think the term they're preferring right now, and I could be wrong, because I'm not in the quote-unquote community.
Yes, you
are. Cisgender? C-I-S-gender? Now, I tried reading the definition of it. It left me more confused than when I started trying to figure out.
Did it pop up CIS, my man?
That's CSI.
Oh, CSI.
No, but so apparently,
tranny now is an offensive word. But it's only offensive, here's my point, it's only offensive because a couple of asshole, like, drag queens have decided to make it offensive. In other words, the people using the term aren't using it in an offensive manner. It's the people who are some militant tranny somewhere, and they're saying, like, no, trannies is offensive. We want to be called cisgendered, or whatever the fuck it is. Cis-aware, or whatever.
Is that like cis in the wool of your life?
I have no fucking idea what it is, trust me.
It's not land.
I have no idea. And during the week, I just put out a tweet out there. One of our followers, and we followed him too, his name is Libertarian Comic. That's the handle you want to find on Twitter, folks. Libertarian Comic. Okay. Pretty good guy. And he said, he made a joke about it, and I said, just in general, I said, as a libertarian, I support anyone's right to choose the way they want to live. But that right does not include my acceptance. Right? I said, you know, I can ridicule you. I have the right to ridicule you if I want to.
Oh, yeah.
So I put that out there, and there was a few people that applauded that and, you know, favored that and said, yeah, you're right. But I got attacked by this entire tranny community.
Says.
Who thought I was like the devil on earth. Right.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. That was like, hi, well, fuck you, asshole. And blah, 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 blah. Drop dead. You don't understand what's going on. The pain we go through. To think that we choose to be transgendered? No. And I'm like, so I said to one of them, like, what, did you drop out of your mama's womb a man wearing a ballroom gown and a blonde wig?
Well, they're not going to like that because it's true.
I mean, come on. So anyway, so one of them even tried to get our account suspended on Twitter, which was hilarious because they just shot that guy down. Well, by the way, here's a lesson I learned the hard way. If you want to insult the tranny, aside from calling him a tranny,
point out that you're straight?
No. I'll tell you, you know what the worst, most violent responses I ever got on was on Wednesday? When I told one of them to, literally, just told one of them, lighten up, dude. That released an avalanche of hatred.
What about that movie, Dude, Where's My Vagina?
That guy was like, how dare you call me a dude? I'm not a dude. So then I said, all right, take it easy, honey.
You fucking asshole.
Listen, I don't care what you think. You were born with a cock, you're a dude. Let's cut through the bullshit. Listen, you want to wear a dress? You want to try to become a woman? You want to get an operation? You want to get some hormone treatments? God bless you. Do whatever the fuck you want. As long as you don't ask me to pay for it, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And by the way, okay, they're now asking the government to pay for this shit. I've already seen where Medicare is paying for some of this.
Oh, man.
All right? So first of all, you're not as oppressed and repressed as you think you are, you fucking assholes.
You're just confused.
You're just very confused. The second thing is, stop trying to make a problem out of something that doesn't exist. Tranny is short for transgender. It's short for transsexual.
I thought it was short for transsexual.
Just like, homo is not, it's short for homosexual.
It's not homogenous.
Yeah, right? Okay. That's my point. So why are you making trouble where there isn't any? And I will get certain people.
But that's not surprising. Because look at the maturation. I go over time of the word fat.
Right.
Big nothing in the 70s. Now out in the game.
But here's the difference.
Midget. The same thing.
But wait a second. It's not. I think you're mixing apples and oranges.
What?
Fag was always meant to be a derogatory term.
No, that's not true.
For homosexual. Yes, it was always meant to be a fag term.
No, it had two.
Fag term. It was meant to be a derogatory term. Fag was meant to be a derogatory term.
No, that's not true. It's got two functions. First off, it's a cigarette anymore. Number two, I don't think it. You really think when they first came out with it?
Listen, when I know what you're trying to get at. When we were kids, we would call each other fags without meaning homosexual. But that's different. When you got to the point in your life when you associated the word fag with homosexual, fag was derogatory. It wasn't short. Right? You don't know, because tranny wasn't. Tranny was short for transsexual.
No, that's true.
He's a tranny. Now, when you said midget, again, to my knowledge, midget was just a word, again, that wasn't, by my knowledge, it wasn't derogatory.
I see.
It just meant a little bit.
They feel it is now.
So I think what they're doing is, when you see tranny being used, saying it's a derogatory word, midget to your point, something like that, bossy for the women, right? They're trying to make an issue out of false outrage that never existed before. They're trying to make it because
they're trying to remove labeling and categorizing.
No, because they're replacing it with another label. See, that's the
one. What are they replacing?
So they're replacing tranny with cis.
But cis doesn't mean
that. No, but they're making it mean something. That's my point. Mm-hmm. By forcing us to change our language on the non-offensive term,
Yeah. They're
forcing you to accept them on their terms.
Did you find out what cis means?
I told you, it's cisgender, but it was so confusing.
The cis itself.
I don't think it stands for anything. Okay. I think it's like cis. It's short. Cis, not ironically, is source short for the word cisgender.
But what does that mean?
I don't know.
You say cis, and then you say cisgender. All that tells me now is you're putting gender there.
But what I'm trying to say is, in my mind, it means tranny.
Doesn't mean cunt.
Yes. No, see, I don't know. See, that's my point. It's like when people say,
okay.
It's like when they say, don't say nigger, say N-word.
Yeah.
Why say anything at all? The point.
Well, that was definitely.
No, nigger is meant to be offensive, yeah, right?
Okay.
But my point is, if you replace nigger with N-word, all you're doing is you're using a different word for the same sentence. They're still being offensive.
Yeah, the only reason I think that's actually even a little bit different is because you're really not changing it. You know, you're just dropping the last five letters. You know, you get this six-letter word,
the inner part.
You're just dropping the inner. I mean, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, but when you go from trans to cis, and you go from fag to gay,
yeah,
they are attempts to get rid of what they consider to be
negative,
categorizing hate,
right. But
and replace it with something that they think is friendlier.
But I would still argue that if the word itself was never offensive and never intended to be offensive.
Never meant to be offensive.
Then this whole effort that and I didn't even know there was a community, but fair enough. There's a transgender community out there, a cisgender community out there. Right. They're not doing tolerance right now, which is a point I made to them. They want you to accept their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like wholeheartedly. And why? So they can get Medicare to pay for their operations, so they can get local insurance to pay for it, right? Because that's the next step of the program.
No way, dude.
Right? That's the whole point. Just like in the beginning of the gay rights movement, it was never tolerance. It was supposed to be acceptance from the start. Okay? Yeah. Because you're not supposed to tolerate gays, you're supposed to accept their lifestyle and promote it now.
Yeah.
Right? These are the way these things progress. Now, with the gays, because it's a civil rights issue, I always said, fine. There shouldn't be discriminatory laws, and there shouldn't be discriminatory laws against trannies. And by the way, I refuse to use the word cis.
I refuse to use it if I really know what it means.
Right. Well, even if I know what it means, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not using the word offensively, which actually Rush Limbaugh happened this week,
Where
he was using the word tranny, and he wasn't saying anything other than, I believe trannies should have equal rights, or whatever he was saying.
Right.
And a caller to a show chimed in and said, first of all, we're not trans, we're cis. You know, he went to that whole argument, and God bless him, good for him, he never gave up. Rush Limbaugh just kept using the word tranny while he was talking to the tranny.
Yeah.
Even though he was could be upset by GE, what the fuck?
Hashtag cis.
Yeah, hashtag shemale. Now, shemale is a derogatory term.
Oh.
It's descriptive.
It's a beautiful way to describe many of the women.
Right, but I could see. Oh, surprise! But anyway, so that's my point. It's like the false outrage over creating controversy in order to push a
it's a weird thing. You have to decide which words are offensive and which ones aren't, and why are we changing them, and who's really damaged by them. It is definitely interesting. But so he just kept saying
trying until the guy hung up.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't doing it to offend him, but every time he wanted to reference the community, he would say the tranny community. Oh, what do you mean tranny is offensive? Yeah. I never used tranny as offensive. I never thought it was offensive to say tranny. And he would just repeat it, you know, and good to him. He didn't apologize. And no one should. That's the other thing.
Just use computer.
Yeah. Just use like Diddy. But, you know, look, said it once, say it again. When you make a mistake in facts, apologize. If someone comes to you and asks you to apologize for your opinion, go fuck yourself.
That's it.
No one should have to change their opinion because it doesn't match up with someone else's. You want to influence me? You want to change my mind with dialogue? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Convince me. But to expect me to change my opinion just because it doesn't match yours, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself twice, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Coming in and going.
Yeah.
All right? And any broadcaster, any writer, any journalist, any comedian, any actor that actually toes the line with this bullshit does not deserve any success or fame at all. You are signing your profession's death warrant when you agree to that shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you truly think that the word tranny is offensive and you think cisgender is more appropriate, by all means, go ahead and use that.
Yeah, if you want to use it,
go ahead.
Fine, just don't force us that.
Why are you forcing me to feel guilty about using a word that I never, ever intended or, to my knowledge, was used as a slur before?
I have to admit, I can't even remember the last time I had a conversation about trannies or anything. Like, even that, you would even came up.
I think once, in the place where I work, there was a woman who converted to being a man.
Well, I thought you were going to say Islam.
Well, but she went from a female to a male.
Yeah.
Like, went away for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever the time period was, came back, literally, top suit and tie, you know, got the change. And even then, I remember tranny was used around him, and it wasn't considered an offense, even by him.
Hmm.
You know.
How long ago was that?
Maybe 10 years, 12
yeah,
years.
Yeah, things changed a little bit. So.
Yeah. But this is really a recent event, maybe in the last year or two where this has happened. So, anyway.
Speaking of trannies.
What's that?
Did you see Shinseki step down from, allegedly, from the...
Allegedly step down, or allegedly speaking of trannies?
Allegedly speaking of trannies. Well, let's... Yeah. So, Shinseki stepped down from the VA, and... Yeah.
What happened?
Well, apparently a lot of veterans have actually died, and there's been a shell game with
moving
them around and denying them medical
care. Really? Why didn't Obama do something? Oh, that's right. He read about it in the newspaper. Oh, it's too late. Fucking asshole. Yeah. Yet again, something that he found out by reading the newspapers, just like the rest
of
us.
You know what's amazing to me is that they never get ahead of these things. Like, this stuff came out. And to their credit, Fox was really all over it.
Right.
And like most of their TV shows have been talking about it. And they really uncovered it. Then you actually, later on, like a week or two after, you saw finally, like MSNBC and CNN finally talking about it, at least a little.
Right.
And what I don't understand is they immediately, their reaction just reflectively is just, you know what, you don't know about Shinseki's history. And they start telling you what he's done, his service, and he's this and he's that. And that, you know, they never stepped down, by the way. It's amazing. Like, think of the way Sebelius was, like, unceremoniously kicked to the curb after all that went through. Like, don't you realize, like, whenever you, if you do something more decisively, it comes across better. When you let crisis or any, like, these things happen, the longer they drag out, the worse you look. The worse you look. Right. You know, like, and it allows your opponents just to hammer you. You know.
Especially since, supposedly, Obama was warned about this by, of all people, George Bush during the transition.
Yeah.
So supposedly, whether it was Bush's fault or not, I don't know. It
was a problem under him as well.
Bush's team let Obama know about this and let him know that he was in for some shit unless he prepared.
Right.
Now, the sad part is, it's not a matter of funding. Supposedly, they've been getting funding out the ass. That's not the
issue. No, it's all like bureaucratic.
It's bureaucratic bullshit.
And nonsense, yeah.
Which makes it even worse. It's one thing.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's one thing if you said they've been underfunded, nobody paid attention to them. That's hard. It's disgusting.
They're losing like body parts, and even just the mental aspect of war. You hear all these things like how it damages it.
Right.
And like, this is how they're being treated, not getting service. That one guy on I saw in a show, he lives in Missouri. And they like just kept moving him around, and it like 11 months went by, and he's got like a serious problem, and it just terrible. And
it is.
And they try to hold on to him, like, well, Shinseki should stay. He should stay. So now he resigns, and Obama accepts his resignation. I don't understand these people. And then as far as, well, let's give him a chance to clean it up. What's been going on for the past 6 years? Chance to clean it up. You should have cleaned it up when you first got into office.
You're right.
Too busy getting your Nobel Peace Prize you didn't deserve.
So, you know, what's going to happen now? Swept under the rug. And I'm already hearing the political strategies for 2016, which is to, like, don't mention Obamacare.
Yeah.
Pretend like Benghazi was 1,000 years ago. Pretend the IRS scandal was 1,000 years ago. And I'm sure they're going to add the VA thing to that list. Pretend like that was 1,000 years ago.
The Republicans are controlled by the Tea Party.
Right, exactly.
And they're very much in bed with the Koch brothers. That is really coming out now.
Yeah.
If you watch any of these shows, the liberals are really hammering that.
Well, to be honest with you, if polls are to be trusted, and I usually don't trust polls. I still don't trust polls.
No, not at all.
But if you look at the polling, the public isn't buying it. You know, like the whole negative thing about the Koch brothers, about the, you know, they're not buying it. It's clearly looking like, actually, like a Republican sweep. Hopefully, it'll keep up.
I think they're going to do very well. And I think that they're going to get control of the Senate.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
Then Obama can
stop. Well, I'm not a Republican, but I
asked for the last 2 years.
Yeah, and they can really give him a hard time. He's a douche.
And hopefully, more Tea Party candidates can get in. I know a couple of them won a couple of primaries. I know they lost a couple.
I'm not a Tea Party person.
As long as you don't put up psychos. I mean, if it's a real libertarian type of person, I'm for it.
Well, they don't get a lot of that libertarian strength. I mean, some of it, but their main thing, I understand the budget concerns and the financial. I'm with them on that.
Yeah.
But some of the people that they push and like being unreasonable.
Well, a lot of them are not
going to help either because that's not the way politics works.
A lot of them are religious zealots, you know, which I don't buy into either. So
that's as bad to me as like the PC.
But I'll just start that if they're all like true fiscal hawks, then I'm down to that.
Well, they got to get these guys like Kasich. You know, like he went back to Ohio and became the governor. And I was reading something about it, and like nothing but glowing reviews about the job he's done.
Right.
And then he's got their finances under control,
no.
And the economy there has been growing reasonably. Not great, but reasonably.
Well, just look, anybody other than Christie. Like, my worst nightmare is that it's going to be Christie versus Miller. And then I'm going to be stuck voting
for third party. I don't think you have to worry about that. I can tell you right now, John. And I'm not annoyed with him as much as like other people on the right, but I will tell you this. I don't think he's going to get the nomination.
Good.
I'm just telling you right now. They're really trying to rally behind the African-American doctor, Carson.
I don't like that guy either.
Okay, well, but he's getting a lot
of... Have you heard him talk?
But
he says a lot of good things, but he says a lot of stupid shit that I can't buy into.
Yeah.
Especially the whole God thing again, and working it into everything.
Yeah.
And when he said that something was a blessing, the school shooting was a blessing or something like that. So he said some tragedy was a blessing.
I know.
You know, it's like, you know,
I'm not crazy about
shut
it.
Your fucking mouth about that shit.
Yeah,
you want to believe it. I don't care. Believe it. But just like keep it to yourself, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just telling you. I don't think it'll be Christie, but that guy's getting a big push from conservatives.
I really hope it's Rand Paul. Like, I mean, I know it's a long shot, but like at least he's got some mojo. He's working it a little
but
bit.
But he's also put a few nutty things out there.
So. Not as nutty as you think. Most of his nutty things tend to be around nutty policy.
But he's another one that you got to watch because there's going to be a lot of people turned off it. And I don't want to make it any easier for stupid Hillary than it's going to be.
Yeah,
I'm almost. Guaranteeing that, even though I think it's going to be a rough road, I think she's going to wind up the nominee for the Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people keep asking, you think she's going to run? It's like, fuck this.
Well, the problem will be if Joe Biden runs. Because that's like almost, that's an unwritten rule. But if the vice president or the sitting president decides to run, the party almost has to give him the nomination.
Yeah, but he's run twice before. I mean, what? No.
So. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, as VP, if he decides to run.
Well, he's going to run.
Then that's going to be a little messy for them.
They're
going to spend a lot of time sniping each other,
which
will help Republicans in the long run. But anyway, oh, by the way, we mentioned it earlier, just on the
camera.
What about that shooting in California? I don't want to let that slip. That kid that went out.
The virgin?
Yeah, well.
Well, that's what they call him.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean.
Sorry, that's the story.
Yeah. So, once again, to be honest with you, I haven't tweeted about that because. I didn't want to comment while the families are still grieving and shit. You know, and I know there's a lot of assholes on both sides. Like I saw that idiot, Joe the Plumber, supposedly he sent out a tweet saying, I'm sorry, parents, your kids don't trump my Second Amendment rights or something like that. Like, something totally insensitive and stupid to say at that point.
Yeah.
You know, you're no better than the liberals the second some massacre... The tragedy occurs, are using it as a crusade and they send out bumper stickers, don't let another Sandy Hook happen. don't let another virgin serial killer on the loose. You know, it's like, that's what they do. It's like, shut up, you know. And the other thing that people don't understand...
Because it shows that people have no sensitivity for people's... and they're full of merits.
Right.
They're suffering. And they just care about their cause or whatever pet peeve they have.
Plus, we don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, that's always the story. But that's always the story. If you even stayed with the Columbine story.
Yeah.
And like all of, you really don't... And the Sandy Hook... You read about these things and you find out more and more. And it's never just as simple as... Well, I mean, it boils down to crazy person shoots people, right. But just, you know.
Now, in this case, you know, one of the things that came out of this tragedy was, during the aftermath, was to see how people associated what might have caused it. So you had one, which I thought was interesting, which was, and I want to get her name right, Anne Hornaday. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Hornaday, who's a film critic for, I believe, the Washington Post.
I read this.
And she came out and basically, I'm paraphrasing here, blamed movies for this kid's rampage.
For promises.
Specifically, like Seth Rogen and Judd Apatow movies, where she claims, you know, they set the expectation that even dorky kids can get hot chicks.
Right.
Now, as soon as I saw her tweet this shit, I immediately fired her off a tweet that said, "Hey, Anne Hornaday, I can 100% confidence establish a correlation between all murders and the sun rising within 24 hours. Does that make the sun the reason they kill?" Okay? Obviously, correlation without causation, right? What does this stupid twat think she's trying to prove?
Yeah.
Like, we all watch movies.
This is just an idiot. Pseudo-intellectual thinking out loud.
She's just trying to replace violent video games with movies where a guy gets laid, where an ugly guy gets laid.
I know, but what's really bad about it is it's more of this business of just removing responsibility.
Of course, accountability.
You're putting it off on them. And I heard that Apropos and I mean, it's, you know, but this is also why I don't do too much tweeting. But this stuff is nuts.
And it's
full of stuff like
that. And it just goes to show you, first of all, we all know the Washington Post is a well-known leftist rag. But this woman to come out and say that, first of all, what does she hope to accomplish? Censorship? State approval of all movies? What the fuck is this?
I can tell you right now.
China? What the fuck is this?
But this is their thing. They're trying to, and this is why I'm always on about the responsibility that she's trying to just say, these kind of stimuli, these kind of things can cause shit like this. And that's ridiculous.
Of course
it is. And you know why it's stupid? This is why I don't understand these people. I grew up watching Popeye, violence, eat spinach, beat the crap out of some Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, Batman, all of them had violence.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you want to say, well, it's TV, but the Three Stooges, constantly cracking each other, hitting each other, poking each other in the eyes. How many violent days have I had in my life? One?
Yeah.
Two? I mean, nothing. Yeah. I don't understand, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, if you've been raised properly, and also that you're just mentally, you're not so susceptible to any suggestion. Right. I listen to a lot of rock and roll music growing up in the 70s, and you know what they sang about? I didn't go out and take drugs, I didn't...
Well, that's the point. It's like, to say that you're influenced by a movie, what else can you be influenced by?
But what does it say about you that even if it, let's say that it did, what does it say about you that you're so easily influenced by some word that somebody in a movie or in a song?
That's exactly
it. You know, you have to be either mentally ill or you're really mentally very weak.
You hit it on the head, you're mentally ill. You have issues. All right? It's not the gun sale, it's not the movie, it's the person. You're right. It boils down to accountability. Why doesn't anybody make themselves accountable for their own actions? Why doesn't the Washington Post, the paper Anne Hornaday works for and writes for and gets paid by, does anybody question their part in this? They're taking this kid, this mentally ill kid, and making him an anti-hero by writing about him, giving him the coverage he would have wanted, so that the next sick kid with a gun looks at him and says, I could be famous too. I could be infamous too. Whether it's the Washington Post, CNN, New York Times, LA Times, whatever. Why don't you discuss your profession's culpability in this, Anne Hornaday, instead of blaming a fucking movie where an ugly fuck like Seth Rogen gets blown or something. Yeah. Why is that the issue?
But that's always been there.
But you can't win for trying with these people.
No.
If you make a movie about violence, the violence causes it. You make a comedy, the comedy caused it.
But it's always been their argument. Everything is the system.
Beavis and Butthead caused it. I remember
when I wanted to fire. I know.
I mean, come on.
But they've been doing this forever. Even when I was growing up in the city back in the 60s, 70s, I to date myself, but, you know, the big thing back then used to be capitalism. Yeah, and there's still, you know, the system. You saw that with the Occupy Wall Street people. The system causes this. It makes people do this. This is why people do whatever. Now, I understand that there is probably some correlation between... Remember I was telling you about that thing I was reading with the 10, like, worst-off cities in the...
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Maybe there is a correlation between, like, high unemployment and some people resorting.
And crime, yeah.
Okay, fine. But to totally remove all responsibility from people because of whatever stimulus, what movie, cartoon, music, a poem, like, whatever it is that got you to that point. I mean... Are people really just... And the other thing that with the responsibility of drugs and drugs, you're seeing this in our legal system. Virtually everybody who does something violent is like mentally incompetent or mentally distraught, or they, you know, they're coming up with like clever strategies for basically like snap. Like something went wrong, but nobody's ever responsible. And there's always other thing.
Right, there's always an attempt to create a new syndrome or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's always an attempt to blame something for something.
Right.
And this goes back, you know...
They don't look at the person. You just say, look, you did something wrong.
Or
you're a bad person.
It wasn't a movie. It wasn't a video game.
No.
It wasn't being lactose intolerant. It wasn't any of that shit. It was your fault. You did it.
I mean, for instance...
Yeah.
All kidding aside, look at all the porn you watch. You don't attack anybody. You don't have any body. You watch it and I mean, quite frankly, think about it. You watch shit like that, aren't you? You know, you're not hurting anyone.
Hopefully my brain is getting smaller according to
the crap. Well, the crap is,
But you're right. And I mean, and again and again, I can't understand why the first people to jump on the censorship bandwagon are the fucking people in those professions.
Yeah.
So you've got a fucking newspaper columnist bitching about a movie, which presumably her solution is don't make movies like that anymore.
Right.
You've got people when Hymus or... There's a radio team that got kicked off the air this week for questioning something that I think about trannies. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, and they lost their jobs, they got kicked off the air. Why are people in broadcasting, journalism, media, why are you people, of all people, supporting the quote censorship position?
Yeah.
That's like a baker saying we shouldn't be eating sweet things.
Because unfortunately, when these things happen, they never look at the person. They never look at what you did or why you did.
Right.
In other words, they're not understanding. They don't believe you're responsible, and they believe that outside forces are always much more important. It's much more significant, and it can control your behavior.
Well, it also lets you do something.
No, but in other words...
Right? If you're the left right now...
You do something stupid, they're not going to say you did something stupid. They're going to say, well, it's because you're...
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. And it's not bad parenting. In other words, it's always this outside... It's always been that. It's always been that.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the 9/11 truthers, right? They couldn't accept the fact that we just got fucking caught with our pants down.
Right.
It had to be an inside job. It had to be the CIA. It had to be some
secret. What's funny about that argument, even that argument is like somewhat racist. Because I've seen these guys outside the World Trade Center, downtown Lower Manhattan, and they'll even tell you, like, the story, story, the way it is, they don't believe it.
No.
The 19 guys, 12 of which were from Saudi Arabia, not only do they not believe it, but they don't even think those guys are capable of doing shit like that. And I'm like, so you're basically telling me, like, the only people who have the sophistication to pull it are, like, white guys who work for the CIA.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they don't realize how insulting that actually is.
Right.
You really think that there's nobody... And on top of which, you know what bothers me about that is, all right, fine. Let's say there are some people who are just too stupid to do something in the world.
All right. Right.
But what is so hard about if you learn that... Look, I took 20 hours of flying on a Cessna one.
Right.
I hate to tell you this, it's not that hard.
Right.
The hardest thing is actually learning to land. It's none of these guys even took up because they didn't care about it.
Right.
But let me tell you, what is so hard about picking a plane and then just flying off course and crashing into something?
Well, that was the thing. They just can't accept that, you know, that it has to be, you know, Alex Jones and his, like, legion of idiots.
Oh,
you know, it's all slang, all slang.
He made a movie. There's a movie that centers around him called New World Order.
Right.
And it is so stupid.
Of course it is.
It is just the stupidest shit in the world. And you see him, like, they follow, like, you ready for this? They have to, like, he's also very into this thing with the Bilderbergs. And he like, they drove around somewhere like Colorado or somewhere out west. And some old white couple were driving around. And they're going, and he's speaking into my mind, turn around, look what they're doing.
Right.
Oh my God, they see us. They see us. And meanwhile, they pulled into like a mall. It was like old white people going to a supermarket.
Yeah, because if there really is that sort of international conspiracy, they would keep Alex Jones alive to make movies.
I know.
You fucking asshole. Yeah.
He hasn't had any accidents.
Well, he says it's because they're afraid of him.
Right, they gotta keep him alive to keep the illusion.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of fucking
sense. No, listen. When petty dictators have wanted to get rid of any opposition, they get rid of it. And they get rid of it early.
Yes. I was going to say, you think they let you live all the time? Right. I mean, you know, he's also trying to work, I've heard this before, he tries to work out, well, if they kill me now, it'll just prove that it'll blow it way out of the water, you know.
But listen, we know there's assassinations that take place, and for the most part, we don't give a shit 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're a bunch of sheep in that sense. You
I'm drone happy. Every time I hear about it, I was reading one just a few weeks ago. We killed like 55 militants in Yemen. I was like, woohoo! Fuck Yemen. Is that really the name of a country? Yemen and Canada. I can't make up my mind. Which is stupid. I'm not getting 55 militants. I was like, only 55?
Oh, and before, I see we're getting towards the end of the show, but before we sign off, I want to make sure we sign off on our weekly efforts to show you how stupid Dean Abadala is. So, did you read about the latest Muslim thing that really isn't probably Muslim, according to him?
Okay, there we go. No, actually, no.
There was an honor killing, I think, in Pakistan, where a father and brother, like the father killed his daughter because, by the way, she got married to another Muslim.
That's as good a reason as that.
It just wasn't the guy that they wanted her to marry.
Die, bitch.
Yeah, so basically they stoned her, and to show you how fucked up they are, they stoned her in front of a courthouse on their own. So it wasn't like one of those things where you typically will hear about, like where they just find her killed in some remote section and they have to go through this farce of an investigation and then they let the guy go, right?
Yeah.
This, they did on basically the court steps.
Daring the law.
Yeah, like, look, she is married to someone who did not pay to her, you know, like, because apparently this guy was the guy they paid for her to marry originally, and then they changed their mind. I don't know if they got a better price or something. It's
like, yeah, find more drugs.
And now this poor bastard's like, all we did was went to the courthouse and got married legally. It's not like the adultery you hear of, or like she married a Christian, or what. It wasn't even that.
Usual.
Yeah.
Also, nothing wrong with it kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Was his name Matthias son of the Romney of death? Do I say yes?
Yes. So, when you try to explain how that isn't indicative of Islam,
Is that what he's doing? He's defending this?
I have no fucking idea, because now the guy doesn't respond to me. I think he's been bungle-saying.
Bungle-saying, can't take it anymore. We should find out where he is and throw some shoes at him.
Just go on his shitty Twitter account. He always tells you where he's going to be, what comedy shithole he's going to be in.
Oh, okay.
Like him and all 12 people that follow him around the country.
He's become such an abominable. Terrible.
He's become such a like, he was always a liberal.
Yeah.
But now, like, I remember him just constantly putting up stupid premises and then answering them himself. Do you know what I mean? he'll just pose some stupid question like, are Tea Party Texans really terrorist lovers? Yes. In this week's article, you know. And then you read the article, and he's trying to make some stupid point because he donated, being a Muslim, he donated to a Tea Party Republican in Texas.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck does that prove? That you sent in a check with a false name to someone or whatever?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a picture of
him. You know him. You went to school with him. Can't you just call him and shut up? Shut up. Slap some sense.
I'm gonna get the Iron Sheik to come with me. Well, my other thing is, I'm gonna get that picture of Mitt Romney with the family photo with the black kid.
Just mail it.
No. I'm gonna get a blow up just of the kid,
right,
sitting on Romney's lap with just the blanket. And I'm gonna show up and say, and I'm gonna hold it up and just stare at him. And then when he gets upset, I'm gonna throw some shoes at him.
Free speech, baby. I'm like 20 feet up, just like the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes,
all the way down. Say God hates Muslims or whatever.
God hates shoes.
All right, Judah Larry. Well, it's about that time, I think. How you feeling? We did a good show today, or no?
We are.
You feeling good about it?
I always feel.
Yeah, hard on over it.
No.
Oh man.
You smell like the lion's ass.
Ass mouth. I was looking forward to a Woody under the console. But anyway, this is your host, Big Fat John.
And Jewel Larry.
Until next week, don't forget to join us right here on That Riot Show. Mm-hmm.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judah Larry M. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice, and I'm not wearing any pants.